The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com. Nancy Pelosi is senile. I will present evidence that Nancy Pelosi is senile and therefore unfit to serve.
Democrats talk about this bill often in very apocalyptic terms, but isn't really what's going on is that many people are getting a very modest tax cut and some people are getting a tax increase while a lot of this is also going to business, but it's not the end of the world.
No, it is the end of the world. This health care, the debate on health care is life death. This is Armageddon. This is a very big deal. Because you know why? There's really a very hard way to come back from this. They take us further, more deeply into debt. What can you do but raise taxes?
Okay, Nancy Pelosi.
This is taking us into debt.
Yes, this is.
This.
Right, because
all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, we had no debt up until, they haven't signed the bill, but we will have a lot of debt because of this very soon. We have none.
Oh, before that, okay.
Cal, I don't think you understand. This is Armageddon.
There's an asteroid heading for the Earth?
Yes.
No, apparently, I mean, you know, Nancy's a Catholic. I'm assuming she knows her Bible. This is the book of, and the seventh seal was broken.
It's her favorite word. It's her favorite book, remember.
That's right, exactly. And six trumpets sounded.
Whoa.
See, that's Armageddon blowing in.
This is it. This is what she's talking about right here.
Things are shaking.
This is what's going on all over the world. Have you been outside?
Crap. We're toast.
This is what's going on there.
It sounds like Venezuela.
Mass hysteria, dogs and cats living together. Because they signed the...
Yeah.
This is all over the world right now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's must have missed.
I mean, Chicagoans are used to this, but
they just woke up and went, "Wow, it's another day, it's Tuesday."
So yeah, to Nancy Pelosi, because they signed it, it's Armageddon, the end of the world.
Yep.
So you're right.
They're senile.
It's like that whole Obamacare thing just deleted from their brain.
I mean, I know they're progressive, and I know that they have a short memory, and none of that matters in its agenda. But to some of these people, to even say that, I've realized they're just old and senile. They throw it out there. Yep. They've lost their fear of man. They don't care. They know there's no tomorrow. They can say whatever they want, and they're just... I'm sure 4 seconds after she said that, she goes, "Oh, look, there's something shiny.
a butterfly.
Right. Oh, look at that."
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that just before the conference, in order to get her to come out, they held a shiny Mylar balloon. Look, her eyes are going back
like a
and
cat
forth.
A laser pointer.
Is that on the floor?
Yeah.
Grab that laser pointer.
To the podium. To the podium, Nancy. To the podium.
It's Armageddon. That's right. And it causes a lot of debt, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Somebody get her off the stage. Get her back in her chair.
It's a lot of debt.
A lot of debt.
She's worried about the debt. Nancy Pelosi is worried about the debt.
Is she the one that said the cupboard is bare?
Yes, she did.
Oh, she is the
She's
one.
The one who said, absolutely. She said, the cupboard is bare. We can't cut anymore.
No.
And then she mentioned that. She's like, the only thing left is to raise taxes.
Yeah.
Of course, that's where, of course.
Because you don't want to cut the $18 million in their little sexual slush fund.
No. God, you can't cut spending.
That'd be crazy.
The cupboard is bare, Brad.
Yeah.
Did you not hear?
There's nothing there. You're right.
Have you seen Nancy's shoe that she lives in?
Yeah, that's
true.
The
cupboard is bare.
Yeah. And 18 kids. Yeah.
So, okay. So, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Nancy Pelosi. I now will offer evidence that Larry Summers is also senile. Remember Larry Summers, the Secretary of Treasury under Bill Clinton? Under Obama, he was a White House economic advisor.
Oh, that's right.
Former president of Harvard. I think his name was even on money for a while because he was Secretary of Treasury. Larry Summers, you know.
Did he go by Lawrence?
Progressive. I think it was Larry. Officially Lawrence, but called him Larry. Anyways, he wrote a piece on this bill, a little op-ed piece, and presented it. And he said... because of this bill, specifically, as a result of this bill, what the Senate did, and I'm assuming he means if the president signs it into law, because of this, directly, 10,000 people will die a year.
Wow.
Direct correlation.
Yes. I mean, far better than Armageddon. I mean, Nancy Pelosi had us all.
Because that's everybody.
Right. I mean, Judgment Day is like next Thursday to Nancy Pelosi. The world was over. It's life. That's it. Done.
Right.
I wonder what the actual statistics of death are per year.
For whom?
No, I think he means in addition. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Right. In addition to the normal decay of human population.
Right. Because of this bill, 10,000 will die. Not the 10,000 or whatever that was going to die anyways. 10,000 will die.
Okay.
He said that because of the Obamacare cuts in the tax bill, which we'll get to in a moment. But he said, I think this bill is very dangerous. When people lose health insurance, they're less likely to get preventative care. They're more likely to defer health care they need. And ultimately, they're more likely to die. See, because you're not getting preventative care, which that could certainly help. But if he even said they're not going to get the care they want, I would think he was just nutty. He's talking out of his ass agenda. But the fact that you go preventative care, wouldn't you at least say, what about the care?
Right.
But no, they're not going to get preventative care that'll prolong your life.
Right.
I mean, aren't we all going to die anyways? This just moves it up. Is that what he's getting at?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Isn't it, I mean, and most of the time you go to the doctor for anything preventative, it's not covered under insurance most of the time anyway, is it? I mean, they find a way.
A lot of it is not. They find
a way to not pay for pretty much whatever they can think of not to pay for, which if you go and to do anything preventative, you end up paying out of your own pockets.
So, right. So
that's crazy.
So Nancy Pelosi, Dick Durbin, Chuck Schumer, and Larry Summers all senile. That's where we're at.
You're right. They got to go.
It's like it's like the entire Democratic Party is just one giant nursing home.
That's what it is. Well, I would say D.C., Congress.
Congress
huge.
In general.
Right. Out of their gourds.
Just all that's needed is for them to be shuffling around in their bathrobes and flip-flops. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if it smells funny in Congress.
I'm pretty sure.
Like mothballs, death is around the corner smell. Yep. Yeah. So apparently the Senate bill, I knew they were working on different things with ending Obamacare, defunding it, stuff like this. They have abolished, if it's part of the reconciled bill that the president signs, the Senate bill abolishes the enforcement of the Affordable Care Act. You have to say it that way. Mm-hmm. It ends the enforcement of the mandate of the Affordable Care Act.
We don't have to buy it now.
No, you have to buy it.
Oh, you still have to buy it?
So yes, how does it ends the enforcement of that.
I'm confused.
So just will come it's still the law, Cal. You have to have insurance. It's a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I mean, it's a tax. It's not a tax. It's
right.
It's certainly constitutional. It's a mandate. You must buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, there will be no penalties. There will be no penalties. No tax penalties. Remember, there used to be, first year or so, it was like $14 penalty or something. And then the next year, it was like $600 or whatever it was.
Yes.
That goes away, the penalty. So it's the law.
There's just no penalty now.
Right.
I like that. I don't know about you.
Yeah, but I bet they can throw you in jail for it. I'll bet you they could.
Technically,
yeah. I'll bet you in some way.
Is that the penalty?
For not having insurance.
So the nice thing is all of those IRS agents will keep their jobs, scrutinizing whether or not you have it. I don't know if they send you a nasty gram or something. They're like, hey. Where's your proof of insurance last year? It's the law, buddy.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I didn't have it.
Well.
You just think about what you did.
Yeah.
Maybe you have me stand in the corner.
You just sit there and think about what you did.
Get ready for a very sternly worded letter.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You are in violation of the law, but there will be no penalty.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
I wish they would do that for taxes in general because, see, I'm going to have insurance. Yeah, the kids, you got to do what you got to do, right? You got to have it. But, man, I really don't care about their empty threats. So if it was just like, hey, there will be no penalty if you don't pay your taxes, but it's the law, you got to do it, I would never pay another tax. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I would be done.
Yep.
I would have. Yes, I know there's things we need. I know it's partially my responsibility, but until they get their act together, I would be like, sorry, Don. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it.
Nah, not going to do it.
It would be my form of protest as well. And I'd feel good about it. Feel very good about
it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do my part to stimulate the economy.
So that's what's going on. They are melting down right now. It's the end of the world. This is what they have. The end of the world.
You know what the saddest part about it all is? Is that there are people out there who listen to her and go, oh, oh my God, she's right. We're gonna die. Yeah. And then they get out there on Facebook and Twitter, and they start tweeting about it, and it just rolls.
You're
on
right. They
and
believe
on.
It. But think about how much those people are suffering. The people mm-hmm. that are buying into her crap, Nancy Pelosi, mm-hmm. Larry Summers, these other derelicts, are actually frightening people. It's mm-hmm. it's scaring people. Where there are people right now, elder, especially the elderly, seniors around the country that are wringing their hands in despair over something that is not going to come, mm-hmm. something that will not happen. It's just not going to. I'm not. I don't mean the debates over whether or not 20% tax bracket or rate for corporate America and three tax brackets and whether or not that's good or bad. None of what they're talking about is going to affect you that way. Right. You're not going to die because of this, no. because of the health care cuts or whatever. You still have all kinds of access to health insurance mm-hmm. because the Obamacare exchange is still out there.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if in the next year you're saying, I just didn't have access to health care and look how expensive this health insurance is and all of this, that's not going to be affected by the ACA being, you know, hit with this latest tax bill. It's not going to have anything to do with it. The problems with Obamacare are Obamacare.
Yeah.
Look at how many. I talked with Mike Broomhead, our buddy from, he fills in on the Glenn Beck program, mm-hmm. KFYI, in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. And we were talking and he goes, every county of Arizona has seen a significant tax increase. Many of them only have one insurer possible, and there was a couple of counties that they would have none. None would be available. This is what Obamacare did. And then finally, they approached them and said, hey, we'll do some special blah, blah. Can you at least offer insurance here? And they got a couple people to an insurance company to do that in these couple of counties. That's what's going on. I know Ohio, same thing. Like, I want to say 60-70% of the counties we reported over the summer only had one option. Some had none again. That had nothing to do with Trump, Obamacare cuts with this tax, none of right. this stuff. This is Obamacare. Free market works.
Watch, when you tie
the
hands,
they're going to start blaming it. That's what
after this. See, it's the tax bill. Look, there's no insurance carriers.
Cal, you have just graduated to a senior DC spin thinker. Mm-hmm. You could work for it. That's exactly where they're going with this. They will blame Trump and these tax cuts, having paid no attention to the last 2-3 years where we've seen over and over the rates go up dramatically. And by the way, you say, well, it would have gone up much more quickly or more significantly if it weren't for Obamacare. That doesn't matter. Remember what Obamacare promised to do.
Affordable Care Act. Yes.
It was affordable. For everybody. And what did they promise us? Everybody would have access. Mm-hmm. You could keep your doctor and you would save money.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it's going up more slowly or whatever. Mm-mm. They promised a specific number. Do you remember what the number was?
I think
$2,500 right. per family
That's
per
right.
year.
Yeah.
Do you have a family?
Yes.
Wow, so $10,000 in the last 4 years, Cal.
No.
Wow, what do you got in the bank?
No.
What are you doing with that
no,
money, that extra cash?
Not at all. Not at all.
You don't have that? What do you?
Actually, I spend more.
No,
it's funny, you
can't. The government said you
what,
wouldn't.
What, do you have, like, four families?
I've got two kids, right?
Yeah.
I had one kid before the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
I had another kid after, okay? Mm-hmm. The kid before, my insurance covered everything. I actually didn't have to spend out of pocket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After, mm-hmm. I dropped, I think, close to like $8,000.
Yep, yep, yep.
Having my second kid.
And Cal, I mean.
And I'm with the same company. I mean, I didn't change companies.
It's your fault.
Our insurance
that's your fault.
Is what changed.
It's your fault.
I mean, Brad, the last 6 years saving $15,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge money, right?
Is that obviously you spent it in your wardrobe?
Yes. Yeah.
So
I can't even afford razors anymore.
Yeah, mine has gone up significantly at a company.
Yes, it's crazy.
At a company that does everything they can to keep it low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the bar
of
none
of all the companies I've worked
of
for.
Of all the companies I've worked for, nobody even comes close to the effort they put in here to keeping insurance costs low. It's mm-hmm. not even close. And I mean, despite any other objections you may have with the company, anything else, mm-hmm. blah, blah, this is one thing that I can testify to without question.
Yep.
They've done everything. And still, we battle like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they tried to deny Glenn the ability to take care of all of our insurance 100%.
Yeah.
They said it's illegal for you to pick up the tab across the boards. They have to pay something.
It's insane. And the worst part is, like you said, the older people, 65 and older, let's say, will believe Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the biggest voting group.
Yep, that is, you're right.
And that's why she gets out there and says this crap.
That's the reason the abomination that is Social Security exists still. Mm-hmm. Because they go to the old people and go, you're not going to have any money. You'll starve to death in the cold. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell them. You will freeze to death in the cold.
Couldn't I just save it on my own?
No, you can't do that because you're talking about people that are seniors that if you say, I'm coming over at noon to pick you up for that doctor's appointment, they're sitting by the door at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not making fun of them. We'll all be there. No, you just get to that point and you have these irrational fears. I understand it. You're lonely. You're scared. You worry about these things. And they play on this and keep things like Social Security. It's an abomination. It's a Ponzi scheme. It should be illegal is what it should be. Not only should it not be government policy, it should be illegal. And they keep this thing going. Even under the argument of, well, people wouldn't, you know, if you didn't force them to, wouldn't save for their retirement. I don't agree with it. But it would be a huge step forward if they just said, you're required to save 10%. We're not going to tell you how to save it, but you've got to prove it that you are saving 10% a year. You can't touch it, IRA or whatever, something that you control. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like the force, the mandate from the government, but it would be a hell of a lot better than you put money into a pot that you may never get to draw from and somebody else is going to take the money. You can't leave it to your kids, by the way, either, like you can an IRA or anything else as part of your estate.
Oh, we're going to take it out of your paycheck.
Yeah. You can be a person who has worked since you were 15, hard manual labor jobs, up until the day you turn 67, working blood, sweat, tears, blisters, long hours, just to put food on the table and save for your retirement, and they have forced this money from you, and you die that day, and you and your family will get bubkiss. You get nothing.
Yep. Right.
Yet, somebody who does the bare minimum can live to be 170 and will collect that cash. And then if you're disabled, and I don't know if you know anybody who's ever applied for disability through Social Security, it's all a big scam. You can be truly disabled. My father had true lung disabilities where he couldn't walk more than a few feet or whatever because of things that actually happened at work even, denied him the disability over and over again. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he broke his wrist 40 years ago at work. And it worked. I mean, it was not a huge problem. Once in a while, he'd have an aches and pain. They gave him like 14% disability for that. But nothing for the thing he can't actually walk.
Right.
This is the scam. It's knowing how to manipulate the government. And there are people and organizations out there that this is what they do. They know how to navigate those waters. Meanwhile, the average working man and woman in America that doesn't know how to navigate it gets screwed. And that's the DC truth.
And
that's
what's going on. The whole story of anybody my age or younger, you're never going to see any of that Social
Security. No, and I have warned them.
Absolutely not.
In fact, it has been a while since I have issued this warning to the cats in D.C. I get closer and closer to that retirement age. And if I make it, and that money is not there, I will be naked in a clock tower somewhere. I crap you not. I am getting my piece. I was forced to pay into this thing. I'm taking something home. I don't care if I take home the Statue of Liberty's torch, the original Declaration of Independence.
The Liberty Bell.
Something is coming home with me for that money.
You get a lot
something
for that
is
on
getting
eBay.
It. Damn straight. Uh-huh. I am taking it home. I mean, it might be a statue from D.C. I may be at the Smithsonian. I may end up living at the Capitol, but I'm getting my cash one way or the other.
In the National Archives.
There will be pitchforks and torches if I get there and that doesn't happen.
The scary thing is I believe you.
Oh, you damn straight. You see how unstable I am now. Imagine me at 67 when they screw me out of this and I've dealt with this my entire life. Because I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It will be like 4 days before I retire. They go, oh, bad news. Social Security's unsolved. Sorry, the cupboard's bare. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi will still be there.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have propped up with little strings running the crypt, you know?
Uh-huh.
She'll it's coming. Her health care.
Oh, she'll get it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course she will. She needs it.
Yeah.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.